Lincoln's Kansas, 93.7 The River, Dog and Joe Show. More rides and Lincoln's Wind coming up on a Lincoln's Wind Wednesday. We've got four packs over to Six Flags. You can take the family. Or we got the Russell Peterson comedy tickets up at Thunder Valley. That's going on this weekend. So another ride of Lincoln's Wind coming up. We didn't get to this yesterday, dumbly. But Donald Trump, man, he had this big press conference on Monday. I don't know how many people saw this. He was talking about the military, and he was talking about outer space. He was talking about all this stuff. So you know what this is. It's time for another exciting edition of Behind the Bleep.
Oh, I love this game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Audio, and what Dana and Joe have to do is guess what is behind the bleep. Today we're featuring Donald Trump. They have to decipher what exactly he said. What is covered up by the bleep? You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. I am.
All right. This happened on Monday. I know we're a little bit late on this, but this is pretty damn good. This is good. Take a listen. This is clip one, Behind the Bleep.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have...
Ooh, that's a long one.
What is behind that bleep? We must have what? Let me play it for you one more time so you can get the context of it.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have...
It's not merely enough to have a presence in space. What is he talking about? We must have a... Joe? What's behind the bleep?
We must have actual Americans in space.
Oh, we must have Americans in space.
Americans in space.
All right. Dana, any guesses?
Total and complete American dominance through the use of nuclear warheads.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
You're saying
it was a long statement from him.
It was a long beep, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nuclear warheads. That's your final answer?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance.
Ooh.
Wow, Dana got close. Whoa.
Dominance.
I'm going to be honest with you. That sounds big.
It does sound big.
Wow.
It sounds huge.
We don't want to go kick some stupid moon rock around or see what's up there and gather, you know, little test tubes of dirt. We need to dominate space.
I'm not going to mine an asteroid. I'm going to dominate
outer space.
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to do? Go up there like what? Take away the floatless? The gravity? I mean, what does he want to add to that? Wow. He wants to, like, capture the air and hold it?
I like where his thoughts are going here. Now, this is an idea I can get behind.
Dominate space, all right? Behind the bleep. Here's another clip. Take a listen to this.
We are going to have the Air Force, and we are going to have...
We're going to have the Air Force, and we're going to have... What's behind the bleep?
Well, I'm guessing they're going to call this the Trump Force.
The Trump Force?
Yeah.
Wow, a new branch of military called the Trump Force.
That sounds macho.
It does.
Yeah, wow. Dana, what's behind the bleep? What do you think?
Child Force.
Child Force?
What do you think he's doing with all these kids that they're detaining?
Oh, so he's going to come up with a new branch of military. So if I'm thinking along your lines, Dana... Mm-hmm. We can send men and women, like Navy SEALs or whatever, over to foreign countries, and they could actually take the kids before they ever try to get to a border.
Yeah, why not?
Child Force.
He's already got that force, doesn't he?
Wow. So is that what you're thinking, that he could go over to, like, Syria? He could go over to like, Guadalajara, and he could actually have this Navy SEAL team or this Child Force bust in at night and take their kids and put them in the encampments before they ever get to the border?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Well, let's find out. Child Force. Trump Force or Child Force? Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen.
We are going to have the Air Force, and we are going to have the Space Force.
Holy crap!
Wow.
The Space Force!
This guy is on a whole new level.
He's so good at branding.
God, who's going to run that? Tom DeLonge?
Tom DeLonge.
Oh, Space Force. Hopefully it isn't George Clooney or Sandra Bullock, because that was boring. Yeah, we got to get better astronauts than them two.
Well, you can bring Bruce McConaughey Willis back. He did all right in Interstellar.
Maybe that's who gets it. Matt Damon.
And McConaughey.
And McConaughey. Yeah.
Oh, and the Bruce Martian. Willis.
Yeah.
Ooh, I forgot about that. Yeah. He did mine an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he didn't mine it. I apologize. He's the world's best deep core driller. He drilled it.
He's necessary in space to establish dominance.
Hey, what about Tommy Lee? What's his name? Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, Tommy Lee, what's he going to do? Go for it, get knocked out? Well, we're going to need somebody up there on the moon to get knocked out.
Yeah.
Call Tommy Lee.
We'll send Brandon Lee and Tommy Lee from Motley Crue up there and suck and knock him out. Tommy Lee can just float there forever.
Then you say you're going to put a child force up there? I hear kids knock him out all the time.
Or he's just there to ward off all of the space women.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Tommy Lee Jones. The space cowboy. Yeah, Tommy Lee shows up out of nowhere. He goes, man, I heard something about a rocket. I brought mine. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hello, you want to ride me up there? All right.
Yeah. My thing goes to the moon. Look. Boing. Okay, so that's the answer on that one.
All right.
Wow, Space Force.
That sounds bad, doesn't it? That sounds awesome.
That is bitching. Behind the bleep. Let's do another one here. Take a listen.
Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a...
Oh, I know the answer to this right now.
Whoa.
I know this one.
Okay.
A war base on the moon.
A war base?
That's the answer to this one.
So you're talking like a military base?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We've been talking about doing something like that for a little while. This guy's going to push the green light.
So he's going to build a military base. That's what's behind your belief.
Dana? War base on the moon.
I think it's a condominium. He's good at establishing those. He wants one in North Korea.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's got them all over America.
Yeah, Trump Towers are everywhere. Wow.
He's going to shoot one up there in the space shuttle.
Yeah.
Yeah, condominium. Okay, let's find
out. He's got jobs on the moon, guys.
Let's find out what's behind the bleep.
Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement.
Yes,
get out
it
of
is.
Town. That is a huge statement. We're going to have the space. You can now go through military training and basic training to become a space force guy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Recruiting. Are there recruiters already?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. That is awesome.
You know, when high school returns, you know, career day and all that, a lot of the recruiters, they visit the high schools and all that, and they start telling you about, hey, can you become an auto mechanic? You want to be a small business owner? You want to join the military? Space Force recruiters are going to be at high school. I mean, he wants to get this done.
So you can. Here's the thing, though. Honestly, you cannot have a space force without a war base on the moon. You gotta have base of operations.
Yeah,
I would think.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do it from the International Space Station.
Wow. Space Force, man. That is cool.
Is that? When is this gonna start?
I don't know. According to you guys, I guess they're already sending trucks up there and astronauts. They're building this thing right now. First, man. He has to build the Trump Towers, according to you guys.
Place for them to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then they'll start constructing the war base.
Hey, those are nice barracks, okay?
Yeah.
And Joe, Space Force. I think you're asking because you want to join the Space Force,
yes.
And I think you're a little old.
I don't know about that, because in space, you could do light years. You know, so you travel light years, you kind of go back in time.
So you'd be younger.
Yeah. Technically, I'd go into space at 43. I'd come out at 22.
You sure you're not aging forwards, not backwards?
Get up there and you'd be 90.
It's like 100.
Yeah. Come back at 106.
Yeah, isn't that how it works? You get the thing out.
It really is.
Joe, get up there and you'd be dead. We'd have this funeral.
It does.
I wish you could go up there and come back younger.
Here's our general of Space Force. He arrived today, 19 years later, in a coffin.
All he wanted to do was see the war base on the moon.
Joe's army in Space Force. Remember years and years ago, the first Desert Storm. They had Saddam Hussein and all his army people were all out there. They were all untucked and they were like 70-year-old guys.
They really were.
They had sandals on. They didn't even have army boots. That's what Joe's Space Force Army would look like if he were general.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but you're probably right.
Woo, man, that Donald Trump, he is getting it done.
God,
Space Force.
I damn told it. You stuff like that was going to be happening. Why would you need something like that if aliens didn't exist?
Wow.
Oh, no, here we go.
I don't think he wants to go up there and dominate the aliens, man. I think he wants to keep everyone down here in check. That's what he's doing, man. Space Force.
Nukes and condominiums. Try it, Russia.
Coming up, more Rods and Lincoln Wynn. Here's some Toe Jam, some Pearl Jam for you. It's classic rock redefined on the river.